But do you think that the way we talk about that in yoga classes, that it did make you feel stronger, right? Like you got stronger.
Oh, yeah.
And you probably got, you know, thinner because you got stronger. But do you think that your confidence, it maybe built your confidence in just being in your body?
Yes. Yes.
Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah. I think some of it is just intentional awareness. And I think some of it is about being in a group of people all in tights. And it's like, okay, right? We're going to do this together. This is going to be okay. Some of it is about the language, I think. In the studio that I practice in, right, namaste is on the wall and the definition is on the wall. And it's about seeing each other, not necessarily external physical characteristics, but seeing really who you are as a person and accepting that. I do think that spoke to me and helped me, really.
Yeah, decommodified what it means to have a body in a culture that centers and objectifies that.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Well, and it's tricky too, because, you know, I mean, it's a well-discussed thing about as yoga evolved in the West after being brought to the West, you know, it became this, you know, commodified thing, you know, like how can we sell this? And no better way to sell that with the attractiveness of the female form. So I really appreciate that we're actually touching on this aspect, you know, of, I guess you might say yoga culture, you know, like the tights and the Lululemon. I could drop other brand names. And it's interesting how being in the space for a while, I don't necessarily claim to have a finger on the pulse of where it's at right now, but it seems like the day and age where that form of yoga, the spa form of yoga, like that still obviously has its like arena and its following, because I think that's always going to be a target demographic, right? That's because when you just think of the culture, right, that's going to be where a good chunk of people go. And that's where my journey began. You know, it was fitness, mirrors, popular music that was catchy, and your class attendance was probably largely influenced by how good your playlist was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And so it's interesting to see how I think this kind of authenticity, or people searching for something a little more, I don't want to say traditional, but something maybe a little deeper, seems to also have grown over the last decade. I don't know what either of your thoughts are on that.
I think for me, that's another reason why Ashtanga spoke to me. I was looking for a workout. I was looking for something that would make me stronger. And there were lots of yoga classes that were just not as intense. So I wanted to say cute or more fun, or right, the music was boppy and, you know, you could go, and that was great. But I left not feeling like, I felt okay, but not like, okay, I really got something out of that. Ashtanga, I mean, I've been doing this now for a while. It has not gotten any easier. Get to the end of every class and I'm so thankful that I got to the end of the class. And I walk out and think, okay, you really just did something, right? That's
an accomplishment.
To be proud of, to pat yourself on the back. You've done this. You're continuing to do this. You're continuing to show up. And it's worthwhile. Not that any other form is not. But for me, when, right, I,